Glory to God, glory to God. This is Prophet Tammy Bradford, and welcome to our podcast, Prophetic Rain. As we move and navigate through this year, we are sharing the word from friends, family, and co-laborers of this great gospel. Today, we have words of wisdom from the Lord's servant, Sister Loretta. God bless.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. A glorious day that you permitted us to get up in you, Lord God, and sing. Now, Father God, have your way. I'll be reading from Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, and that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is the perfect will of God? To me, the perfect will of God is doing what the Lord says do in the Ten Commandments. We have to love one another. We have to help one another. And when we do that, God see that. He know the heart. He know exactly what we are doing. To me, that is the perfect will of God. Now, I'm going to go over to Romans 8, verses 1. And it reads, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law cannot do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son, only son, in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, condemnation, sin in the flesh. That is really deep there. God had to send his son here so that he can take up all the sin of the peoples in the world and show us the right way in which that we are supposed to walk. Verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank you, Father, for that. Verse 5 reads, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit is the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. I want to stop right there. When I didn't have the spiritual mind, but had the carnal mind, yes, I was dead and didn't know it. Didn't have no idea at all until after I gave my life over to God. And after I did that, then everything seemed to just come together step by step, place by place. And I really, truly, truly thank God for that. Because if I didn't give my life over to the Lord back then, I don't know where I would be at today. But I truly thank God that I did it, and I'm happy. I'm very happy about it. Now, I owe it all to God. He know my name. He know my life. So I give it all back to him. I call him Abba Father. He's the Almighty God. There is no one nowhere can compare to him. Giving back what belongs to God, and that is you. You do not belong to yourself. You did not create you. God did it. Ain't that awesome? God did it. Now, Father, I just appreciate the word and the time that you permitted me to speak on your word and expound. Have your way, Lord God, continually doing what you need to do in me. Loretta. Now, I'm going to go all the way over here to Philippians 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and loved, for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my beloved. That is awesome. We are God's beloved. Verse 4 reads, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Thank you, Father God, for that. Now, I want to jump over to verse 19. I know I'm all over the place, but I'm just only doing what the Lord tells me to do. Verse 19 reads, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Lord, I just thank you for the reading of your word. There is no one that can outdo you. And I thank you, God. Father, I thank you that the communication of my faith become effective by acknowledging every good thing which is in you. I hear the voice of the good shepherd. I walk in a manner worthy of you, Lord. Please to desire to do what you ask me to do, Lord God. I stand firm in spiritual growth, fully assured in everything by you, God. I thank you for the Holy Spirit who abided in me, who guides me into all truth. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you and I thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God. I just thank you for your works, your mighty works. Father God, help the peoples, those that are hurting, those that are in need, God. For you know everything, everything about us, God, because you created us. Thank you, Father. I thank you for the interest of your word. Give light. Thank you that you have given me a spirit of power, love, and a well-balanced mind. I have the power and the ability because you give it to me, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.